Most firms seek to practice some version of pay for performance, and often spend considerable time and money trying to identify and attract the best people, measure and provide feedback about performance, and give superior financial and non-financial rewards to the best performers. When times get tough, however, many organizations abandon whatever pay-for-performance practices are in place in favor of across-the-board budget cuts, hiring freezes, and salary increases that do not differentiate on the basis of performance. At the other extreme, there are a relative handful of organizations that, sometimes of their own volition, but more often because of union or civil service requirements, are ready to live and, if necessary, die for the sake of putting people, or at least people with seniority, first. Unfortunately, though their intentions may be noble, the inability of these organizations to adapt their strategies to changing conditions is inevitably harmful to both the organization and its people. By far the best approach, as this book persuasively argues, is to devise a flexible workforce strategy that is linked to an organization's strategic capabilities, thus rendering it useful for strategy execution. Because it is so responsive to changing circumstances, the workforce strategy can then serve to direct resources to people, jobs, and economic opportunities in a way that maximizes value to both the organization and its members. The authors make the important point that workforce differentiation is not achieved merely by doing HR in an unusual way, though they do offer the reader many useful tips in this regard. Among the book's principal contributions is its description of a four-stage framework, backed by many practical examples, of how to devise a workforce strategy for any organization that is in good alignment with the talent requirements of its overall strategy. Another important contribution of the differentiated workforce lies in its ability to clarify and simplify the essential ingredients of strategy and the role of strategy in informing organization practice. In some ways, the book reminds me of what we sought to do at Crotonville while I was at GE. By the time I left the company, we had, on average, 4 requests per workday from organizations seeking to visit, benchmark, or study Crotonville. I recall greeting visiting executives, including CEOs and management committee members of major corporations, by telling them, "My task this morning is to unimpress you, and I feel confident that I will be successful." You're not going to find out today that we have secret schools from which we recruit, or management theories you've never heard about. In GE, all we do are the basics, but we do them well, and, most important, we make sure that all our organizational practices are connected to each other, and to our strategies. Our goal at GE was not to overly complicate things, but rather, as Jack Welch was fond of saying, to have the courage to be simple. What Becker, Huislid, and Beatty have done is to take a potentially dense subject and make it clear and comprehensible. To cite just one example, firms need to move away from conventional approaches to determining job importance and job worth, and toward a model where job value is determined by the strategic capabilities needed to execute strategy. They then need to invest disproportionately in their most strategic positions, ensuring that they place A players in A positions for A customers. They go on to explain, in plain language and without suggesting that the reader spend money he or she probably doesn't have, how this can be done. However, we all know that it takes more than courage to make complicated things seem simple. So permit me to make one final observation. No small part of the appeal of the differentiated workforce is that its authors bring to their work an unusual blend of academic rigor and practical advice. Their own careers have been a highly successful blend of research-based articles in the best journals, publications that have significantly contributed to the practice of management, and consultancy to some of the world's most important and interesting corporations. This combination of insight and experience stands the authors in very good stead, and their book significantly benefits from what they have learned along the way. Steve Kerr, Senior Advisor, Goldman Sachs. Preface. This book is about the central role that workforce strategy plays in the successful execution of your organization's strategy. In our experience, most firms don't really have a workforce strategy. They have talent initiatives and broad